The Diddly Eye is back. People in Waterford can once again tear out the green jerseys and practice their hop 2-3s. For the first time in 2 years, the St. Patrick's Day Parade will return to Waterford City. Although it might have been a break for some children, they've never gotten the opportunity to see floats and flags. Johnny Codd from the Community Department of Waterford Council explains what'll be on the cards for 2022.
First of all, Aoife, I suppose with last Friday's government announcement and the sufficient easing of restrictions, we're now in a position where we can reintroduce the parade. And now it's given us kind of a shorter lead-in time, but nonetheless, we're delighted to be able to get back to doing this. It's one of the things we love. It's one of the biggest events on our annual calendar. And I think this year's parade could be extra special given what we've all been through over the last 2 years.
And just in terms of the parade itself, what is the route in Waterford City? Because it's been a while now since we've seen a parade in the city.
I suppose in a nutshell, Aoife, the parade route traditionally goes along the quay and finishes up on the Mall. So we're likely to stick to that. You know, we won't be making any changes there.
One of the biggest changes to this year's programme is that it won't all be happening on the 17th of March.
The key thing to talk about here is there's a new aspect to this, and it's one that we're kind of fairly excited about. With the support of Fáilte Ireland, we're launching the inaugural St. Patrick's Festival, which will be a 3-day celebration of Irish culture centred around the parade and around our national public holiday. Now, this event has a particularly strong appeal for Waterford, given that St. Patrick's Day originated here in our city. So we're really eager to kind of stamp our identity all over this.
Johnny says it'll be a 3-day event honouring the history of Waterford and its connection to St. Patrick, the day of celebration and its parade.
We're the oldest city in Ireland. This is where the tricolour was introduced. Like I say, St. Patrick's Day began here with Luke Wadding, and there's a range of other antiquities associated with Waterford that we can promote. So we see Waterford becoming a popular tourist destination for St. Patrick's Day in the future, and we're eager to kick that off this year.
Would you believe I never knew that St. Patrick's Day started in Waterford, and I'm sure there are many people that wouldn't be aware of that either. So there's a big, I suppose, aspect of education to this.
There is, and we're launching a new website where we'll detail all the histories associated with Waterford and with St. Patrick's Day. I mean, there's a huge amount of history to the whole Luke Wadding story when he went to Rome and he had St. Patrick and St. Patrick's Day entered on the liturgical calendar, and I suppose it kicked off from there. It was actually Waterford Corporation who campaigned to make St. Patrick's Day our national public holiday, and the first ever parade in Ireland took place here in Waterford in 1903. So there really is a lot there to learn and a lot for us to promote Waterford. We have this unique selling point that no other regional city has, and you know, it's something we should build on to promote ourselves. And like I say, we see Waterford becoming a tourist destination for St. Patrick's Day in the future. So look, we're delighted to be moving on this initiative, and we're delighted that Fáilte Ireland have come in to support us on it.
And I know as well, we're supposed to have two bank holidays around St. Patrick's Day this year. So I suppose, would the idea around the 3-day festival have anything to do with that?
I think it's just a coincidence, but it's certainly something we can work on. So the 17th, 18th and 19th are the dates we're looking at for this festival. And that'll work kind of fairly well with Sunday being the last day off, and we know everyone's back to work on the Monday. So they'll have time to recover. But look, we're putting together a programme of events. We're working with our production team in every event. And we'll over the next few weeks, we'll be revealing details of the programme events that we're putting together, live music acts, the parade itself, any kind of variety acts we can get from our arts and community groups, and another of other cultural events and activities. So there will be something there for everyone.
Waterford with your crystal and Dublin City Fair, Longford with your slashers, the banner floising fair, Derry's got its walls and leases and prison.
For more information about this year's St. Patrick's Day programme in Waterford, go to www.stpatricksfestivalwaterford.com.